Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah of the Rugged Shavar Gaon, based on the Hakdama to the Sefer Tzafnas Panech, the Pirkei Mavo, written by Harav Kasher, Zichrono Livracha. And the shiur should be a schus for Rabbi Marini Marasi and all of the cholim. Rav Kasha writes, "Etzem ha-murkav mishnei dvarim shavim, v'anu mekirim et ha-achad b'fnei atzmo. Bechlech shegam ha-sheni kayem b'fnei atzmo." If you have an item that is composed of two different things, two different elements, and we recognize one independently, one can exist independent, one element can exist independently of the second element. So it must be that the second element is also independent. If we see two elements combined and one element is independent, it must be that the second element is also independent. Even if we don't know what that element is, we don't recognize it. Alpha Bishain Anu Mikirim Oto. Shima Shini Loya Kam Bifne Atzmo. Because if the second element would not be able to exist independently, that would imply that the two things, the shnei hadvarim, hem etzem echad, are really one element, are one item. If the Davar Hasheni was not Kayam Bifnei Atzmo, that means it's really one Etzem, because the second item needs the first item. The second element needs the first element. V'ketzad Eram Motzim Et Echad Bifnei Atzmo B'li Hasheni. But if they're really one, if these two elements are really one, then how do we find the first element without the second element? Sherei shnei dvarim domim ze lezeh v'shavim b'yarkan ma'itrom harishon al hasheni. They are two equal things, they have the same value, so why is one more than the other? In other words, why is element one independent, that it can exist independently, and element B can't exist independently, it needs element A? Can't be. We know element A exists independently and element B is equal to element A. There's no reason to believe that element B also can't exist independently, which makes them two independent elements that have combined to compose one item. V'im ata motze et harishon she'eino nezar b'sheni, af ha'sheni kayam b'li ezrat harishon. And if you find that the first thing can exist without the second, then that means that the second thing can also exist without the first. A good logical construct. And he brings a raya from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMor. Rambam Mor Nevuchim Chelek Sheni Perek Aleph writes, "Kishimtza davar murkav mishnei dvarim, biyimtza echad mishnei dvarim befnei atzmo, chutz min hadavar hu ha-murkav, hitchayev metziut ha-echad ha-acher be'echreach, chutz min hadavar hu ha-murkav gam ken." When you find something that is composed of two things, and one of these two things can be independent outside of what it is presently composed together with, it must be that the second item can also exist independently. She'ilu haya mitziutam mechayev shelo yimatsu ele yachad, if their reality would dictate that they can only be together, like raw material and its organizational principle, its form, that the chomer goes together with the tzura, if they go together naturally, chomer doesn't always go together with its tzura, but if they're chomer at tzura tivis, then you'd never find one without the other. There's certain things one never goes without the other, so they are really one. But here, they do go without the other. We're talking about something that one can exist with, A can exist without B, then B can also exist without A. יהיה אם כן מציאות אחד מהם בפני עצמו מראה על היעדר החיוב, ונאמצא אחר בהכרח. So therefore, when you find one, that means if you find element one, element A, by itself, that means that it doesn't need element B. And therefore, element B also doesn't necessarily need element A. In the Mor Nevuchim, which was translated by Professor Schwartz, which is a phenomenal translation, Professor Michael Schwartz, Olav Shalom, which was edited by David Sari. So here the translation of the Mor is in a more modern Hebrew. And he writes here, Aristo ekdim hanacha. והיא כאשר נמצא דבר אחד מורכב משני דברים, ואחד משני הדברים נמצא לחוד מחוץ לדבר המורכב הזה, מתחייב בהכרח, שגם הדבר השני יימצא מחוץ לאותו דבר מורכב. שכן אילו הייתה מציאותם מחייבת שלא יימצאו אלא ביחד, is what we've been saying, כמו החומר והצורה הטבעית, לא היה אחד מהם נמצא בלי השני בשום אופן. מציאותו של אחד מהם לחוד היא איפה ראיה להיעדר תלות הדדית. The existence of one alone is a proof for the lack of codependency. ומכאן ששני מצא בהכרח לבדו, and therefore it must be that the second one can also be alone. משל לדבר, אם נמצא סנג'בין, what is סנג'בין? So this is from the Persian word סנג'בין, which is Aksimel. Chometz bedvash. Vinegar and honey. Venimtza gam dvash levad, mitchayev bechreach, shimitzay gam chometz levad. So if you find oxygen, if you find vinegar in honey, and honey can be alone, so the vinegar can also be alone. So that's an Aristotelian vort. Ubehalacha. Oh, so now let's see what Rabbeinu does with this. How he brings this into halacha. This sounds like a philosophische zach. What's the kesher with halacha? So there's a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah which explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the different tkiyas that they would blow in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So they count the number of tkiyas, and Rabbi Yehuda has a lower count because he holds that the tkiya through a tkiya achasi. It's all considered one. And Rabbanan hold no, that he counts them as the Rabbanan counted as separate blowings. Tkiya l'chud, v'trua l'chud. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's reason is because it says utkatim trua. So you see that it says you do a tkiya v'trua. So tkiya and a trua have to be counted as one. Even though there are different types of blasts, but the pasuk shows you that they can be, that they're really one. Because it says utkatem, what? Not tkia. Trua. So when you hear trua and tkia, it's really in the same category, so he counts them all as one. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, this is Sukkah, and Gimel on the base. V'rabanan ma'atamayu, what's the rabbi's reason? Tichtiv, uvahakil atakahal, titku'u v'lo tariyu. So if when you gather the people, do a tkia, not a trua. That's a verse in Numbers, Bamidbar, Chapter 10, verse 7. If you think it's one, how can the Torah tell us to only do half a mitzvah, not the other half? If it's really one mitzvah, how's the Torah telling us here, titku, do a tkiyah, not a truah? Meaning, kevan sheyesh tkiyah le'atzma, since you find that a tkiya is independent, titku velotariyu, you find a tkiya as an independent entity, mashma shehem shnei dvarim nifradim. So it's mashma that these are two separate things. Ki elmalei hayu achat, if they were one, I afshar lemtso achat bli hashniya. It would be impossible to find one with the other, so it must be these are two separate things. A tkiah is not a tru, and a tru is not a tkiah. If you find a tkiah alone, it must be that a tkiah should be counted separately, because a tkiah and a tru are two separate mitzvahs. So this philosophical idea of Aristotle finds an expression brought by the Rambam in the Moreh, finds a beautiful expression in Halacha, that since a tkiah can be independent, when it goes together with the tru, it's also independent. You do the tkiah independently, and just like the tkiah is independent, and we said, like we said before, we're talking about two things that are equal, hem shavim. So why is a tkiah any better than a tru, or a tru any better than a tkiah? So if we find that a tkiah and a tru are together, we know that a tkiah can come alone. So that means we should also count the tru alone independently. So that means that they're counted as two different blasts, and we don't bunch them up into one, as Rabbi Yehuda would have it. So machlokas Rabbi Yehuda against the Rabbanan and Aristotle. Lahavdil. Between the Rabbanan and Aristotle. Mikan, sheyesh chukiyut pnimit b'Torah. From here you see that there is an internal cohesion in the Torah. There is an internal chukiyut. There is a law in the Torah that has to make sense, and that is that if you understand that a tkiah and a truah are one thing, then you cannot see them as being independent. But if you see them as independent, then they're not a davar shalem. Kagon zeatam. So, and here you have that since they're independent, they're not going to be viewed as a davar shalem, and each of the blowing is going to be counted as an independent blast, and not as that's Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, he has a lower number of blowings because he considers the tkiah tru and tkiah as one. Kagon zeatam motzei amar rav mincha kedosha b'lo shemen. A mincha is holy without shemen. Shekein matzinu b'lechem apanim. Because we find in the lechem apanim that what? We find in the lechem apanim that a mincha comes without shemen. So you see that a mincha can be holy without shemen. Belo levona. Shekein matzinu b'minchat nesachim. Without frankincense, this good-smelling thing that you add, because minchas nesachim, the mincha that you bring with the libations, that doesn't have levona. So you see that a mincha is holy even without levona. Zegmara b'menachot avchet amud alef. Below shemen, below levona, you also have a mincha that's without shem, without levona. Shekein matzinu b'minchat chote. So the mincha v'chote for certain sins. So he has no shemen and no levona. So this means, explains Rabbeinu, im motzim et chalut hakdusha sheyechula lachul bli shemen ulevona, mashma shemehut hakdusha eina kshura bedvarim elu ve'af b'makom shetzichim shemen ve'levona ach etzem hakdusha eino talui behem harei sheotah chukiyut sholetet bechol makom shekdusha zo mufia. So if you find a chalos kedusha that can be chal without shemen and levona, so it's mashma that the mahus of the essence of this kedusha is not connected to shemen and levona. And even if you find that you need shemen and levona, the etzema kedusha is not necessarily dependent on the shemen and levona, because you see that a mincha doesn't need it necessarily. So you can have the kedusha even without. It's important to have the shemen and the levona, but the very fact that you have a mincha without shemen and levona means that the kedusha is not taluy in shemen and levona. Continuing to the next chapter, very interesting chapter, seiruf kemusag dini, combination as a halachic concept, as a legal concept. Kol hadvarim hametzuyim ba'olam mofiim ki yichidim. Everything we find in the world appears as individuals, individually, and there's no mashmos of its starfus. Tseiruf, when you combine things, That's a musag dini. That is a legal concept that was given only to the Jewish people at Matan Torah. Umishinitchadesh musag ze humofia biyachas liYisrael v'chol haTofaot zman makom mitziut. And after the chiddush of this concept, it appears in relationship to the Jewish people in all phenomenon, time, place, and reality. And because of this, says Rabbeinu in its Safnas Panech ala Torah, Bereshis, page Yud Zayin. Gabei ben Noach leka geder tzeruf lo bezman lo makom lo metziut. Bnei Noach don't have tzeruf, not in time, not in place, and not in reality. It says in the Gemara Nazir Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Yatze zeh she'ein lo kahal. Goyim don't have a musig of kol. Behem, says Rabbeinu in Sefnas Panech, Madura Tanyana, page Yud Gimel. Behem lo shayach geder klali, de'ein sibur behem. There's no musig of tzibur. Tzibur is a tzeiruf. It's a combining. Goyim don't have such a musig. So from here would appear to the Ragat Shavar that a Kenyan Kesef by Ben Noach is not like a Kenyan Kesef by a Jew. Because there are two drachim in this Kenyan. One is you give one pruta for the Kenyan that's Poel and the Chefetz Kulo. In other words, this one pruta is mitzareif the whole Chefetz together, even though it only chaps on one pruta's worth, right? You're only giving a pruta. But because of tzeiruf, it's mitzareif the whole object into your rishus. Das ist dem erste Sache. And the other way is you give money in exchange for the value of the item. So you're buying a $50 shirt, so you give $50. That's by a Jew. You can give kesef shovi and kesef kinyan. Kesef kinyan is even a pruta. For that you need tzeiruf of the whole item into this one little pruta. And then you have kesef shovi. However, Gabi ben Noach, even though the etzem kinyan kesef exists by a ben Noach as well, but it's not because the kinyan is poel on the whole chayfetz. It's not because this act of acquisition takes effect, even though it only is a little bit, it's mitzarif, it combines the whole chayfetz, it acquires the whole chayfetz. The only way a ben Noach can make a kinyan is when he gives all of the money that this item is worth. It has to be kesef shovi, kesef tmura. It has to be what it's worth. And therefore, explains Rabbeinu, the parsha in Chayisara, V'yitin li esma'ara samachpela asher lo, asher b'kce sadehu, b'kesef malay yitnena li b'sechachem lachuzas kover, Nasati kesef is dekach min eshkol avram lefron a kesef asher diber bozne b'nei chais. Why be kesef malay? Why did he have to give all the money? Because that's the only way you make a kinyan by a ben Noach. B'chein kesef asadeh, b'chein v'yishkol, dafka shiur adavar, az v'yakam, it has to be the amount that it costs. Then the field came into the possession of Avram. Mashen came by a Jew. We have this musig of tzeruf. So you even give kesef kin, you give a little bit, and that brings the whole object into your possession. Bizman ketzad. How does it work in the realm of time? Interesting. There's a din of gadlus by Ben Noach. Ben Noach is also a gadol. Right, we have a cotton by Ben Noach and a gadol by Ben Noach. Because the olam ain onshin mehem lo cotton v'lo cheresh v'lo shaita l'fi she'einan b'nei mitzvahs. We don't punish among them not a cheresh, not a shaita, not a cotton, because they're not obligated in mitzvahs. So a Ben Noach cotton is off the hook. Rambam Laws of Kings, chapter 10, halacha number 2. And nevertheless, Shonet dino midin gadlut Yisrael. His din is different than the din gadlus of Yisrael. Shekin biyachas lemuflas samuch liish. When it comes to a muflas samuch liish, a person, a child is older and he's close to being a man. So there's a machlokas by a Jew. Is this muflas samuch liish? This is neder min haTorah li midrabbanan by Ben Noach. There's a special ribui, there's a special chiddush, that for him it's min haTorah. Nazir samach beis amar aleph. Ve'al tatmeh, zokt Rashi, mishum de b'Yisrael ein mufla samach lish nodun edar min haTorah, shkein matzina b'chama mekomos shechmir haTorah lovid kochavim. Don't wonder, how can it be that a Jew is mufla samach lish, is nedar zna min haTorah, says in the Perush HaMiyuchas l'Rashi. But by a goy it is, because we find in some numerous places that the Torah is machmir and ovid kochavim. Here, here also the special chumah that is nedarim already nedarim, even though we have a rule that mika midi, right? The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tess. Is there anything that it's usher for a Jew and mutter for a goy? That it's usher, excuse me, usher. Mutter for a Jew and usher for a guy. So how's Rashi going to deal with that? The Yesh Ladon. Akoponim Eitzel Ben Noach Yesh Ribui Miuchad Shehu Men HaTorah. That they're Nedarim and Mufla Samach Lishas Men HaTorah. V'omnam B'mech Halukim Zeh Mizeh Shitat HaRambam Hi ששיעור מופלא הוא בן י' ג' שלא הביא שתי שערות. הנה בכך הם חלוקים, שלא ניתנו השיעורים אלא לישראל בלבד. Because שיעורים were only given to Jews. Jews have שיעורים, ובני נוח don't have שיעורים. And what's the shear of mufla? Mufla is 30 for a Jew. It's a 13-year-old who didn't bring two sirus. So on that, the Tzafnas Panech says that the shiurim were only given to Jews. This ben yud gimel shlo avi shtei sirus. Vine geder this a geder the se'arot. This is Rabbeinu and the Beirur Halachos Shanos on page 18 of the Tzafnas Paneach. Hagedol de Se'arot hu mitzaref kol hazman de halacha le Moshe Sinai. De bezeh hazman hem gedelim zeh hashiur besvir elei de zarak li Yisrael velo beben Noach. What do Cyrus do? What the pubic hairs do is they combine all of the time, earlier time, halacha l'moshe misinai, that in this time they are growing. And this only applies to a Jew, because here you have a tzeref. It applies to a Jew and not to a goy. Gadlut eina davar hamagia pit'om. Godless is not something that happens suddenly. Rather, it's a tzeref of years until he reaches a specific shear. Like Rabbeinu writes over there, De gadlut hu shi'ur mitztaref im hashanim she'avru. Godless is mitzaref all the years together, as expressed in the Cyrus. He has a chakira here. Are Cyrus a simon or a siba? Are they the sibas ha-godless because he has Cyrus? Are they a sign that he reached godless? He says it's a machlokes. They might be simanim. And they might be a siba. They might be simanim, that together with these simanim, and he also reaches years, that's a sign that now he's reached adulthood. Or maybe they themselves are and essentially adulthood. But either way you view it, he says it's a machlokas, but either way you view it, it's a tseref. Godless by a Jew is a tzeruf of all of the years together, and then it's a gradual process, and then he becomes a gadol. Alkein. Gabei Yisrael, says Rabbeinu in the Madura Tinyana on page Ayin He, Hazman da Gadlut mitztaref Kevan de Etzlo Hagadlut Huashanim Veasarot Vizman Poel Shesarot Yigdelu Kedei Shiuran Vumetgadel Veolech Mashenken Beben Noach Etzlo Hazman Udavar Nifsak Mashe Avar Alav. By a Jew, it's a gradual process. Godless is a gradual process. Mashenken by a Goy, he doesn't have the sinyan of Cyrus, of these two pubic hairs, which grew in a gradual process, but rather, he just suddenly becomes a gadol, because he is no musig of tzeruf. Hagadlut hi lemaase talich iti shel hetavut hagadlut, עד שהיא מגיעה לשיעור מסוים, היא מתחברת לחטיבה אחת. וזה אומנם סימן השערות המתגדלות, והולכות בזה הזמן עד שמגיעות לשיעור הגדלות. And that's the simonim. It's a slow process of becoming a gadol, and that's what the Cyrus represent. But since a Ben Noach doesn't have a musig of tzeruf, he doesn't have this process that makes him into a gadol, and therefore he doesn't have this shear. And therefore the shear godless of a Ben Noach is not godless mitzorefes, but rather, when you get to a certain point, boom, then you become a gadol. So, again, a Ben Noach also has godless. Here he's not talking about when he becomes a gadol, but as the Chasim Sofer, many Achronim discuss, when he becomes a Ben Das. And at that moment, we don't view it as a gradual process, because there's no tzeruf. Just the moment he gets das, that's it. It's like a sudden thing, he has das. And then when he's samuch to that period, then there's a ribui that minatora that that his nadarim are already considered nadarim. And his nadarim are nadarim daraisa. I don't know how that plays into this. The process, is that impacted by the fact that by a Jew there's a process of godless and by Ben Noach it's sudden? Does that have anything to do with the inyan of Mufla Samach Lish or not? I don't know. Not clear to me. So anyway, we explained by how in the Metzias they don't have Tzeruf, they don't have a Kohol, they don't, when they make Kinyanim, they only can buy with the value of the item and not one little pruta, that's mitzarif everything. So that's the mitzias. We have in the zman, that our zman is a zman mitzarif and theirs is not. And then also in the makom, musag tzal seruf shtachim, makom echad, lo kayam etzel ben noach. This musag of being mitzarif shtachim, of bringing together different parts of land, parcels of land, doesn't apply to a ben noach. And therefore, en kinyan legabe ben Noach b'iyei hayam, ki lo shayach behem geder tzeruf. A ben Noach doesn't have a kinyan in islands. So ben Noach wants to be kone an island, and he's not on the island, so he can't be kone this island because it's not here. Because you can't be mitzaref this island to where he is now because they have no musug of tzeruf. What he writes in Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Noach, Daf Mem of the Tzafnas Panech, Meila Nifredu Yeh Agoyim Ki Kach Kasafti B'Sof Miguel Sester Ki Ein Kinyan Legabi Ben Noach B'Yayam. They have no Kinyan in islands. Ki Lo Shayach Will Get Tzeruf. They have no Shayach. They're not. It's not Shayach for them. This Inyan of Tzeruf. And then skipping a little bit, he quotes a lot of sources. Kedarka B'Kodesh. So the Gemara there learns, Vayasem HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas Al Haaretz, that there was a real tax. It's learning from there that it's a lashon of tax. It says, how do you know that this misas is lashon of the chulin? Shadam maybe chovasim and a chulin. So he gave a tax to the people on the land, which is a lashon of chulin. So if the Gemara is learning from this pasuk, it must be that pasuk is telling us a din. I'll go upon him. The Ragachever says that it was a good thing that he was mischaber to Esther, because Esther is a Jewess, so he could be molech al iayam, and therefore his tax on them is a tax, because only a Jew is this musik of tzeruf of even the islands. He can combine the islands. My land here is connected to my land there because there's a land that's connecting them. But if it's an island that's not connected to where I am, how could Achashverosh have been molech on them? And the answer is only through Esther. Otherwise, since goyim have no musig of tzeruf, there's no kinyan be'iayam. So here you see in the concept of shtachim, of areas. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we rezocha b'si'ata d'shmaya to learn some beautiful Ragachever in Yanim. And if I tell you we have a lot more to learn, that would be the understatement of the century. So I'm just looking forward to doing it. God should give us life and hope and simcha and bracha and the financial means to continue learning this. Schus haragachaver, lila nishmasar, lila nishmasenu. We should also have an aliyah. And we should have bracha v'atzlacha v'shbachol ma'aseh adenu. Shalom, 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 and most awesome, beloved friends.